Oh, yeah.
That's a real gusher.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
So what are we doing? Drinking on All Songs Considered?
Some things are long forgotten. Some things were never said. We were on one endless road, but I had a wandering heart. I said we were opposite lovers. You kept trying to prove me wrong. Just know that I want you back.
So it's Rose Wave Day on All Songs Considered, and I'm here with Marissa LaRusso, I'm here with Lindsay McKenna, and I'm here with Lars Gottridge, and we have a box of wine.
Yeah.
And a lot of music. So let's see where this takes us, folks. So we're playing Haim, we're playing Want You Back, and you guys, I want to just set the scene here. NPR Music has, we're broken into little pods, sort of, desks,
yeah.
Right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you all sit at the one where the most fun is had. Is that clear?
That's what we like to think.
Yeah.
That's such a compliment to our personalities, to our corner of the room. God, it's an honor to hear you say that. You sit at the desk where bands perform, and you think that our pod has more fun.
Yeah, we have more fun.
You do, absolutely. And so you all sit around and you laugh an awful lot, and gave birth about a year ago to this thing you call.
Right,
but I'm buying into it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We're drinking it.
It's true.
Rose Wave. So this Haim song, is its origins, describe, tell.
So Haim put out a new song. They were teasing their new record that came out last year. And, you know, if you work for a company, you probably use Slack, which is like this message board kind of system. And our colleague Otis Hart, he wasn't too into the song, to put it mildly. And he was kind of making fun of it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And Lindsay.
Right. I naturally leapt in to defend the Haim song. And I said,
you're all about it.
I am. I really love Haim. And so I defended it. And I said, it just sounds like something that you would drink wine to in the summer. And I said, it was rosé core.
And then I said, excuse me, the preferred nomenclature is Rosé Wave.
And then you immediately, as Lars Gottridge does, took it to Twitter, and you just tweeted,
Rosé Wave, that's it.
And results?
And people kind of knew what it was right away, which was really funny.
Yeah, I think it instantly resonated, that there was something that people immediately started sending you recommendations that everyone just sent back, Lars, come on. Knowing, though, you could tell that there was a wink and a no, that they immediately understood what we meant by something is Rosé Wave.
I think Lars's follow-up tweet was, you can laugh all you want, but you could definitely name 5 pop songs that fit this description right now off the top of your head.
Marissa, do you remember any of the what came in, what people were suggesting?
I think we were in the middle of the Lord craze last summer at this point, and Perfect Places by Lord was definitely an early Rosé Wave suggestion.
All right, so let's do that. We'll come back. We're going to play a lot of music, and we're going to drink.
Yeah.
We're okay with that, right? Okay, here we go.
Party to my bones. Watch the wasters blow the speakers. Spill my guts beneath the outdoor light. It's just another graceless night. I hate the headlines and the weather. I'm 19 and I'm on fire. But when we're dancing, I'm alright. It's just another graceless night. Are you lost enough? Have another drink, get lost in us. This is how we get notorious. Oh, cause I don't know if they keep telling me where to go. I blow my brains out to the radio. Oh, all of the things we
everybody gonna sing? All right, we need a little more drink. But this song was the first song on a playlist you did last year. It was rather successful.
Yeah, we crowdsourced a playlist of songs that we thought could fit into this very nebulous theme of summery pop music that isn't just pop music, but could be all kinds of music, just as long as it felt good. And you could imagine yourself kind of like tipsily drinking a glass of rosé too with all your friends on a Friday night.
So you've got to be doing a new playlist. And Marissa, you want to tell me the first thing on, or at least a thing on this year's playlist?
Yeah, one of my favorite songs on this year's Rosé Wave playlist is the song What I Need by Hayley Kiyoko. It is a perfect summer bop. Hayley Kiyoko is known to refer to this year that we're in as 2018, and I think that this might be the 2018 summer anthem.
Okay. Here we go. Getting complicated, running me around. By the way, there's an awful lot of body shaking here. That's all. We'll keep going. If you want to make it work, baby, gotta say it. Need a little more than participation. Oh, I could go be on my own. So I would kiss you, I'll lay with you. You broke, no, I can't fix you. I won't, no, won't diss you. But babe, yeah, might miss you. If you're cold and needed shelter, I'd hold you, but I'm switching. No, we're not together. But babe, I won't forget you. What I need, what I need, what I need is for you to be sure, no, no, no. For you to be sure, no, no, no. For you to be sure, no, no, no. What I need, what I need, what I need is to tell me that it shows, no, no, no. And who you do it for, no, no, no. For you to be sure, no, 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 no. On the low. I only want to grow when you're afraid to love me. Not a metaphor of what we really could be. I am putting on a show. So I would kiss you, I'll lay with you, you broke. So we'll play partial songs here, and everybody can go drink on their own, or with friends really is better, and listen to the entire playlist. We've done sort of new music for the most part, but this is not what Rosé Wave is about. It's about a feel, so it doesn't have to be current music. Who's going to take me to the next tune?
I've got you. Come with me, Bob. Okay. We're going to go. I want to set the stage here.
Okay, Lindsay.
Imagine it's Lindsay here. Imagine you are at a picnic. Maybe you're there with if you're a parent, you've got your child with you. You've got a couple of friends. Maybe also sort of, you've experienced life. You've got a great picnic basket, naturally. You packed a bottle of rosé. I think that Rosé Wave encompasses, the people of yesteryear as well. That I can't think of a better person to encompass that feeling of you, celebrating all the things that you've experienced, maybe thinking back on those early summer romances, than one of our patronesses, Stevie Nicks. Uh-huh. So we had to include Stop Dragging My Heart Around, her duet with Tom Petty on it. It's timeless, and I think it's one of those things that you and, babies can appreciate, grandparents can appreciate. It really does run the spectrum. So how can you deny Stevie a spot on Rosé Wave?
Can we clink glasses here?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I think it's time.
Yeah. I would like to note that I feel like I'm living on the edge a little bit. Shout out to Stevie Nicks, Edge 17. But I'm drinking a pink drink, and I am in my new pair of white jeans, which is a new look for me. This is a very dangerous thing to do.
I was going to ask you about this because I've never seen you, and I thought this was your Rose Wave outfit.
We're getting there. We're getting there. In fact, we were going to go see Harry Styles and Casey Musgraves on Sunday, and the jeans are definitely going to be a part of that outfit.
The sheer mag t-shirt's going to change.
The sheer mag, yeah. There will be something floral going on.
I was
going to
say, definitely florals. You know, your Prince tribute shirt might actually work for that concert as well.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But we actually asked this morning when Lars got to the office if the white pants were explicitly for Rose Wave.
Oh, absolutely.
That's amazing. So far, I'm still feeling... trying to define this genre. It's so far leaning fairly...
Well, Bob, it's not a genre. It's a lifestyle.
Oh, let's rethink this. Then then take me somewhere else, lifestyle that's not a female singer, that's not, you know, poppy rock.
Right. So this summer, in addition to the second season opener of the 101 songs that we put together, we're doing a different themed playlist every week. And just this week, Lauren Onkey, the director of NPR Music, she wanted to make a playlist for Rose Wave, which I feel so honored by. And she put together a playlist that we decided to call Vintage Varietals. And her particular lane is mid-70s funk and disco. And I said, absolutely, make this for me. And Bob, it is perfect.
I have to drink before we can play. Because you know what I think of.
I know.
Like 70s disco.
I know. But,
cheers, everybody.
Cheers. But Lauren, a true scholar.
Yeah, Lauren, a true scholar of a lot of different kinds of music. But I think this is definitely her specialty. This is something that I admittedly don't know too much about. And so she included a song called Tomorrow by the Brothers Johnson that just sets the perfect lazy swaying beach scene. I don't know how I lived without it before.
Here it is. It lived a lifestyle, Lars. Here, I think I've been like shopping for groceries in the tissue aisle when I heard this song last.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you want to sip rosé just immediately upon hearing it?
Well, it does make me want to drink. Yes. You're right there.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. So, please, take me someplace else.
So, John Mayer.
Oh, can you hand me the box of wine, please? Just put, thank you.
So okay. John Mayer, he is never an artist I have particularly gone for, I'll be perfectly honest. I've always respected him as a musician. He is a very good guitarist.
Absolutely.
Incredible guitarist.
Incredible guitarist.
All right, thanks. And what else are we going to do?
But he is also really self-aware of who he is, and he kind of likes
the way Kenny G is, right?
Yeah. Like, he knows his place in the pop culture spectrum.
Would Kenny G fit here? Because to a novice...
Oh, that's a scary question.
Okay, well, like, let's... this is controversial, Bob.
Oh good. I've stepped right into it.
You've opened up a rosé wave can of worms.
Well, just hang on. I'm holding on to that image. Okay, let's continue with John Mayer. I'm going to hold on to that image.
So John Mayer put out a new single called New Light, produced by the hip-hop producer No ID, who worked with Kanye West in the past and has a very long list of credits. And he just leans into... I know Bob is going to hate this so much. I'm so excited.
I love you.
John Mayer just totally leans into the Michael McDonald wave of, like, yacht rock boogie. Here we go. You ready for this, Bob?
Boogie is exactly the word I would use to describe this song by John Mayer, and it is a rosé wave boogie for sure.
I'm not sure what I did to deserve it, but here we go. Maybe you'll tell me. Oh my God, folks. I don't want to know what you all are on when you're sitting there laughing at that little quad. Right, here we go.
I'm the boy in your other phone, lighting up inside your drawer at home, all alone, pushing 40 in the friend zone. We talk and then you walk away every day. Oh, you don't think twice about me, and maybe you're right to doubt me, but if you give me just one night, you're gonna see me.
Not going to meet one in the moonlight, I guarantee. I just know that's not going to happen. Can I have another drink? So you guys were on Pop Culture Happy Hour. Glenn Weldon said that Rosé Wave is basic pride. And okay, so pop culture mostly goes somewhere over my head.
Right.
Right, for many reasons. And that's my own fault and problem. But explain what he meant by that.
I mean, I will say, I'm going to let Lindsay explain this, but I will say, when I heard that on a recent episode of Pop Culture Happy Hour, at first I recoiled because Glenn Weldon is so good at the cutting remarks that disseminate an entire culture into like two words. But then I rejoiced because he was paying attention. He knows exactly what he's talking about.
So in... you know, here I am. I am a 20-something female in an urban location. I am currently, because I was just in this voice training seminar, I'm wearing leggings, and I'm wearing, you know, a button-up plaid shirt.
Wait, was leggings part of the voice training?
So,
that's
a story for another time.
Onward.
But you can get a sense of the uniform that I'm currently wearing. And I have, you know, a glass in my hand with rosé.
And a cup of coffee
on
the
side. And a cup of coffee. And I think that...
She's double-fisting it.
If you took a look at me right now in this moment and you knew, you could probably call me a basic.
A basic. And you're okay with that?
It's again.
I'm really up for the controversial questions.
So many controversial questions. I'm going to recommend that if a viewer or if a listener here is a little bit confused about what it means to be basic, I think that Urban Dictionary probably has an extremely comprehensive list of definitions. I can't vouch for exactly what would be housed in there, but I can say that for yuppie might ring a bell.
Yeah, yeah.
So think of the modern yuppie, perhaps. She's celebratory after she goes to a spin class, and she definitely partakes in a bottomless brunch here or then.
Brunch is a big thing.
And all she wants to do is drink pumpkin spice lattes and play Candy Crush is what Urban Dictionary.
So I guess it's a little outdated, but the pumpkin spice latte is incredibly accurate. There's just an archetype of young, potentially single, definitely a night on the town with her girlfriends, pre-gamed, potentially listen to like Kesha or just like, you know, pop music is definitely a requisite soundtrack to being a basic. So
hang on a second.
Yes.
Urban Dictionary. Is there anything unique or special about her? I have a feeling she's pretty basic.
And I actually think that this is perfect because more often than not, we as music fans, oh God, Bob.
Bob Snorton, we got him.
All he needed to hear was it was completely lacking originality, and then he was sold on the concept of a basic. But, you know.
I want to, before we came into the studio, I searched for my favorite tweets about Rosé Wave, not just the music itself, but the lifestyle, as I mentioned earlier. And one from October 2017 said, a woman named Sarah said, "Just noticed very strange tan lines on my legs that I have to assume are from the shadow of my poor trailing. I am the punchline to Rosé Wave."
There you go. So about this idea of like a lack of originality, something that Lars included in his rundown of this year's playlist is the idea that Rosé Wave is Catholic and it's all encompassing and that it includes a lot, that you have a lot of lifestyles that are contained within it, that it isn't just one type of music and it's not just an older artist or, you know, someone that's easily recognizable. And one of the things that we made a conscious effort to do, I think, this year was to include some up-and-coming artists. We already talked about Hayley Kiyoko. I wanted to bring to the table the Aces, one of my favorite artists of the year so far. They are this foursome out of Utah, and we're going to feature them. All female. In my first listen write-up, I talked, Bob, here's my question for you.
Yeah.
Do you like candy? You bring in banana bread and you bring in bagels, but I've never really seen you have candy.
It's too.
Got it. That's fair. And I think that, you know,
subtlety.
Too much candy is a bad thing. We all know that. And every so often, something sweet can really like satiate and it feels good. And I think that that's exactly what the Aces are offering on their record, When My Heart Felt Volcanic. That idea of kind of like a perfect pop confectionery. And that, to me, is the epitome of Rosé Wave.
Fantastic. Here come the Aces.
Seasons
you know, we record lots of shows on All Songs Considered, and none of them are worthy of a video presentation. But this show, with all the movement and dancing during the songs, I wish we'd done video, although you probably don't.
We'll put up a boomerang later.
Playlists, we keep talking about, you can listen to these playlists, and there are a bunch of them. We talked about Lauren Onkey's playlist. Sydney Madden made a playlist. What are they? How do you find them? And what's Sydney's all about?
So you can find all of these playlists on, if you go to npr.org/Spotify, you can find a number of playlists that we publish pretty much on a weekly basis. But all summer long, we'll be publishing a new themed playlist around the Rosé Wave lifestyle.
Wow.
Yeah. So like I said, this past week, we published one called Vintage Vitals, which was a bunch of mid-70s funk. Cindy Madden, just a week ago, she works for NPR Music. She's a writer and producer. She works for a lot of music news. She put together this absolutely fantastic playlist called Single and Sauced.
Let that sink in.
Hang on a second.
I'm almost out.
You need more.
Oh, we got a box of wine.
There we go.
If you're playing along to the All Songs Considered drinking game at home, this is your cue to drink.
So she put together this playlist called Single and Sauced, and the idea was embracing your singledom for the summer. You've dumped the jerk that you've been dating for the last however many months, and now you're just out to play. And this is the playlist to soundtrack that summer of freedom. I have been listening to it on repeat for the last few weeks. She wasn't able to make this taping, but I asked her, what is the perfect song that encapsulates that, like, sweet and savage, like, between of this playlist? And she said, Just a Stranger by Kali Uchis. She don't want love, she wants my $100 bills. She don't want love, she wants my judge, just wanna have a little fun. Yeah, come on. No, I won't be here for long. Some will say I'm on the run. Go and say what you want. You're just a stranger watching from the bleachers, cause you can't take the danger. She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love. She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love. She wants my She's so good.
That's a really fun song. I'm with it. Two more songs, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've seen both Haim and Georgia Smith in the last few months. They both put on phenomenal shows. And the one thing that I noticed is that both of them covered No Scrubs by TLC. And I was like, is this becoming a standard for young pop stars? Like, I'm totally into that. And it just so happens that the album that it came from, Fan Mail, it happens to be celebrating 20 years this year. So maybe people are thinking about that. Maybe people are just recognizing that it's like one of the ultimate bops of the late 90s.
What makes it a Rosé Wave song, Lindsay?
So I think that one of the things that we've tried to do on these playlists is kind of include songs that it comes on and you think, oh man, that was a great song. I totally remember that song. I'm going to remember every word, and I'm going to sing it, especially once that first glass of wine hits. So we got a couple just like that. I would say, you know, How Will I Know from Whitney Houston, that's one of the ones that stands out. But we've got Third Eye Blind for those that maybe came of age a couple years ago. But this No Scrubs, just when it hits, you can't help but just be totally engrossed in it.
All right, here we go. Oh.
thinks he's fine is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul.
No,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at
well,
me.
He's checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me, cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass.
This just takes me back to...
What year are we?
So this is 98. I was in high school. And I definitely went to some parties where I awkwardly danced to this song with
not
girls.
Not in those white pants.
And
though.
Didn't know... Not with white pants. Yeah. But, you know, definitely did the arm's length, like, trying to, like, dance with girls, and I didn't know how to do that.
That looked very zombie-esque.
Yeah.
With the arms extended, as it was. And this song is going to be on a playlist.
It is on the Rose Wave Returns 101 song playlist. And we have another one coming up soon that I haven't given a final title to, but the working title for a long time has been Crying to Space Cowboy.
The Steve Miller song?
No. Space Cowboy, the song of the year by Kacey Musgraves.
Ah.
And here's the thing, Bob. You may think rosé is good for drinking with your friends when you're out on the town having fun. Rosé is also good for drinking alone when you're really sad and you need to cry about something.
Yeah.
So Rosé Wave also encompasses, you know, some more downbeat songs, some tear-worthy songs, and I think Kacey Musgraves really captures that with Space Cowboy.
Oh, that's awesome. So let's go out on that.
Yeah,
let's go out crying
in
our glass.
The okay.
I have had consumed more alcohol on this show than any other show.
An honor
in
and
my
a privilege.
19 years, and I thank you for that. So
cheers.
Cheers, all. Cheers. Happy Rosé Wave. Happy summer, everybody. Thank you, Marissa. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Lars.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks,
for
Bob.
NPR Music.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
It's All Songs Considered.
You look out the window.